Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice.
So I got a customer, she did that. She was smoking with her child. And she was wondering why that child was studding up on him, like always bucking back.
Yeah, because it's it.
You treating him
broke that
like your husband or
absolutely
or your friend.
Absolutely.
And the reason why she said that though, because I asked him when I seen him, I was like, damn, boy, eyes red as hell. You know what I'm saying? I said, you been smoking? And she was like, well, yeah, I smoke with him sometimes, you know, because I be stressed out and I be having problems and I talk to him, so I let him smoke with me. Boom, right there, it let me know. I was like, okay, see, bam, you ain't realizing that you causing a problem because she's stressed out.
Yes.
We just talked about stress.
Yep.
She's stressed out and she ain't on what to do. She don't got no male outside figure to help her. So she's thinking with him, but she not understanding. He can't help you.
Right.
He's a child.
Correct. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But many times mom put the boy in the man's seat.
Yeah.
And they say, you the man of the house. We done heard that shit a lot of times. But guess what, though? Like I had to tell my son, no, you're not the man, nigga. You the male
correct.
Of the house.
That's all you are is the male.
We have to correct the term.
Absolutely.
Quit saying he's the man of the house and he can't pay a bill. He can't help you do anything, make decisions or none of that type of stuff. He is in school. So you are the male.
Can't even legally get a job.
So you the male of the house.
Yeah,
so I had to get him to understand it. What that is that you there to clean, you know, help around the house, do chores, you know what I'm saying, respect your mom, whatever, boo, but you're not the man of the house. I didn't have that correction. I was the man of the house. And I was trying to move like that, but didn't really know.
But most people don't have the correction, and even to this day, because there is one big influencer out there. She calls her little child daddy.
Oh, no.
And it's not cute. It's not anything. No. That's nothing. It's nothing. But, and it's so funny because I'm never moved like my son was the man of the house.
Right.
And I think people either, one, think I do, or they think I should. And I never did. I never let any of them think that they were bigger than who they were. Your kids, stay in your kids' place. You know, I didn't ask you to go out and get a job, but if you want the shoes that's on your feet that I bought last year, you gonna have to go out and get a job. But if you want what I can buy you, now that you're getting older, or now that you're out of school, you don't know, you all that you wear, you gotta buy now. So I kept them in their place.
I'm gonna tell you something though. In the midst of that, like I tell women that come to my barbershop with these boys and they be needing help because they don't be understanding certain parts about them boys as the stages as they grow. When y'all say certain things and when we say certain things, it's totally different. We can say the same exact thing.
I agree.
To the child. And it's gonna come out different from when they're gonna receive it different from you and they're gonna receive it different from me. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's really like imperative that we bring the family back together. Because a lot of times now the child is only hearing mama.
One side,
Daddy ain't there, or mama mad at daddy and he can't come around. She keeping the kid from him, but she not really understanding. You keeping vital information from him. And I even had to tell a young lady one time, she was like, he fucked up though. He, baby, I understand he may be messed up. As long as he's not trying to harm that child,
boom,
you still got to let him experience a little bit of that. And I understand you got to protect him too, but you got to let, you got to give him the ring enough to go, hey, go see what that is so you can have an understanding of what's going on. And when you come back, I will explain.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And I might have to break some things out of you because you ain't got something, but all of that is a lesson. You can't hide them from it. Because when you hide them from it, once they get out under your grip, they're going to go to it.
Amen. I totally agree. My only rule, when me and my ex-husband divorced, my only rule for the kids was for everybody dealing with the kids was this. If you talk about their father and their father's shortcomings or what their father did, because my kids were young, mm-hmm. you know, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. But they were young when we divorced. So first of all, my policy was for my own sanity, I will never divorce you when I'm mad.
Yeah.
So we made the divorce together, went down to the courthouse, filed it together. We sat at McDonald's. We made it. We were on good terms when we divorced. Because that divorce was not only about us, it was about the kids. Yeah, so that papers needed to be right for those kids.
Right, right.
I always knew that, I always felt that. Mm-hmm. I mean, once you have a kid, it's no longer about you.
Right.
So that was my one rule with families. If you say anything bad about their father, you will never see my kids until they're old enough to come to you theirself.
Mm-hmm.
And their father's mother tried me and I showed her. I wasn't playing.
Right.
The negative stuff about their father, they don't need to know that. Their father needs to learn to just be a father now, because now he's not a husband and a father. Now he's just a father. So leave him and let him be, because they're going to see all
that. That was exactly what I was going to say.
All I did was open the door. I never once stopped him from coming to see the kids. Why? Because he was not an abusive man. Mm-hmm. He was not a drunk. He was not dealing with drugs. Mm. He wasn't dealing with anything that would harm my kids. The only thing was he's going to leave them at home. Well, guess what? Their mama got to work, so they're going to be left at home too.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they're left at home over there, as long as their safety is number one.
Right.
His girlfriends, I picked that phone up. Mm-hmm. As long as their safety is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I don't. One of them wanted to talk about my husband. Hey, hold on, time out. It's the kids.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all do.
Right.
Safety.
Right.
That's all that matters. Right. So, and I think people loses that.
Mm-hmm.
I know people lose that because I know people that have lost that.
Right.
And I think that's just the problem. But again, we have to bring the family, like you said, back together.
How do we do that when the parents? Before, like, our parents had dysfunction.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you got a parent, and then they don't, like we say, without some kind of an arranged situation with marriage, you know what I'm saying? You just out here kind of playing bumper cars with the guys and the girls. Y'all don't really understand. Y'all just like what you liking something. You don't know that it's what's for you and what's not for you. So that generation did that. And then now we did it, and then the kids after us are doing it, and so the cycle continues because we're not trying to figure out the source. What happened, like we talking about right now.
Right.
What happened? And when you go and find out what happened, you damn near, it's gonna correct you, because you've seen what these people came from that was made do something, but they was married and loved each other.
Absolutely. It was
oppression.
A different time.
Yeah.
Correct. Our parents stayed together.
Yeah.
They were together. I mean, come on, our grandparents are still married. Some of our great grandparents are still married.
They was committed to the struggle.
Absolutely.
They was committed to the struggle that they knew they went through.
Yeah.
They were like, me and you went through this, mama. So regardless of what me and your differences is,
Girl,
I love you like a motherfucker. And I love you too, because I know what you went through to be here. So we lost that.
Because you know why?
That's decimated.
Because they didn't have two words.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't have social media telling you that you shouldn't be struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, you met that man That's when right. y'all was 9 years That's old. Right. You know, y'all had been through the dirt. Yeah, y'all yeah. are 30 years old.
Yeah.
And you're letting social media tell yeah. you that you yeah. should not yeah. be with that man.
Yeah.
So even with Aisha yeah. Curry coming out and saying what she said, and again, y'all feel how y'all feel about it. It's, that's not what our topic is, mm-hmm. but
it's a part of it.
It is definitely a part of it.
Yeah.
But even with what her coming out and saying, this is what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We as humans, we have to start normalizing the word no.
Mm-hmm.
You knew who that man was in
yeah.
the beginning.
Yeah.
We as females, because mm-hmm. of course I did not use that word woman, because mm-hmm. it's a different. Because mm-hmm. all mm-hmm. humans, like us, like mm-hmm. you said, I always say this: you're born male and you're born female.
That's right.
What makes you man mm-hmm. and woman mm-hmm. is not your age; mm-hmm. it's what you do and how you handle mm-hmm. stuff.
Absolutely.
Because y'all be out here calling these women women, and they're just females.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, that's a whole other 1,000%.
Topic. 1,000%.
You know what I
yeah.
mean? So that's yeah. come on now, because I have some female friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah. I have some women friends yeah. or associates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. the problem is, nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares yeah. at all. As soon as you hear something that clicks with what your head is thinking in social media, then you run with it. Social media tells you, what we were talking about earlier, social media tells you, you don't have to listen to anybody. Do make your own way. You know what? That does not mean don't listen to your mom, cuss your family out. Oh, tell your family. That doesn't mean, that's not what social media said.
But you know what? What is social media built on? Followers.
You're right. You're right.
So
that followers.
Word,
y'all hear that?
Followers. So
followers.
I could be a fucked up person. I could be like, I'm a pimp. I pimp these hoes.
Yeah.
I do such. I'm on this type of time. There is millions of people that's on that same type of time or want to be on that same type of time. And
you're
if
right.
I make so it look good
you.
And sound good, they yep. want to follow me.
Yep, you're right.
I could be a, like, you got pedophile sites, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
And
you're,
they got millions of people that's on the site. So
a neighbor can be on this site
this
right now.
This is following time.
Society.
For following society.
You're right.
Everything since MySpace been yeah. follow me.
Absolutely.
Follow me.
That's how social
you know
media has
saying?
Ruined us. Because
yeah.
before, you didn't know what your neighbor was doing.
Right.
You didn't know what your neighbor was doing until you saw your neighbor when you peeked through the window and you saw them praying at dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the next day you said, hey, Judy, what was y'all doing before y'all
mm-hmm.
ate?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, girl, we pray. Y'all mm-hmm. don't pray in y'all
mm-hmm.
house? That's because what happened? Because integration happens. Because black families moved next to white families. And the white family was like, girl, what was you doing at dinner?
Mm-hmm.
What was you doing at dinner? I don't know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say, oh yeah, we pray, what are you praying to? What are you praying about? We're thanking the God, Lord, for the house and stuff. Oh, well, you know, I never thought about that. So now prayer is, because we definitely do know, if again, read your history, we know who started the prayer. We know who started the singing, the gospel. We know all of that.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about in families. I'm talking about after Jesus and God, I'm talking about after them, but we're talking about in families. You know, we know who breastfed the families during slavery. Mm. We know who breastfed the kids. We know who took care of the kids during slavery.
We knew our part.
Absolutely.
Everybody knew that
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. So you asked a good question, how can we get it back? The problem is this. So many females, we didn't have our fathers growing up. So that absence taught us. And I don't think anybody looks at it from this side. Because not having your father growing up, I had two fathers, okay? But that absent taught us not to expect consistency.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say something. You bring a good point up, and I always say this now, is like when, because women primarily say, he ain't have his daddy, whatever. And I'm like, well, most of us did not.
Correct.
Male
or female.
Female.
Correct.
So how do you know what a good man is if you haven't seen one raised? Because a father, it matters if it's your blood or not.
Correct.
he's going to exude certain things correct. That you're going absolutely. To pick up as a female and be like, okay, this is what I want my man to kind of,
absolutely.
He got to do like, he got to be like my daddy on this.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean you like your daddy or nothing. It's just saying that you admire things about your daddy absolutely. And you want that shit to be a part of your man. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with-
And that's what you're supposed to. You're supposed to marry a man like your father, but when your father's a bad man.
Yeah, or he's not there, then how do you know? Or your mom just, kind of, she gave up on men, or she promiscuous, and you just get many men coming through. What does that build in a female?
Absolutely.
Like you said, inconsistency.
Inconsistency.
So I don't expect the man, and I'm breathing down your neck and expecting you to be inconsistent when I'm with you and dating you.
Absolutely.
I'm expecting it. You gonna fuck up.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
so you willed it.
Yeah, yeah.
You put it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
You picked the one that was going to because you thought that they were going to in the first place before you even picked it.
Well, you don't expect it because you didn't, you didn't have
it. So you don't expect it.
You expect
stuff.
It. Like, I know you're gonna fuck up. So with that kind of energy, what I mean, with that kind of energy being pulled into a relationship, you are kind of self-sabotaging the relationship
absolutely.
Before it even starts, because your mind is already saying he's gonna fuck up.
I'm gonna do
he's gonna fuck up.
Correct.
He's gonna or absolutely. She's gonna fuck up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's both ways. So it's like in fixing, it's like we gotta break down. I think I don't even know. I'm a tackling state of mind, and I love my people, but as I look at us. With this social media thing too, I just don't know.
We're
I don't know if
we gotta
go through a fucking civil war type of situation in order to break down and get rid of some of the bad.
You know, and what's so interesting is I've had the same conversation, but I had a conversation along the lines of a little different thing, but it was a process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called? Natural selection.
Mm-hmm.
So
you know how long that's gonna take?
Right, it's gonna take a long time. So I'm gonna throw y'all one out there, and y'all stick with me. Listen to this: natural selection, because it's gonna take a long time. Who is the man trying to speed it up right now?
Nobody.
Trump.
Oh, he's trying
to speed up this natural selection in a wrong way. But,
well,
y'all, that's what he's really out there doing.
I think he's doing it the right way for them.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying? I don't expect.
Absolutely.
First of all, even if he was doing good for us or is doing, I don't expect it from you. You know what I'm saying? I would be wrong on my own as a black man, and we done had all these expectations, ain't never received anything, and I'm gonna keep expecting? Hell no. I know that you do what's best for your culture. That's why I do have, and people, I hope y'all don't take this wrong, but I'm just being honest, and we gonna break this down though. That's why I agree with racism. I agree with it, because everybody practices it except us.
Everybody practices it.
Because when you break the word down, race is and racism, it's not bad. Racism, what is a race? A race, maybe you can say it's different cultures or whatever, but there ain't no such thing as race when we all come from the same thing. We human. But race is on your mark, get set, go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you add the is to it, because like that's like a scientist, that's like a dentist, a pianist. They are proficient in those in particular things. So what's wrong with somebody being racist if that means I am being proficient in my culture? What's wrong with that?
Because, and what I did while he was talking, I'm gonna tell you guys what I did. I looked up the word racism. Because this is why. Because me and Mike Keene talked about a word very similar. Oh, the word I believe was weird. We looked up the definition. And this is what I do in my household when I've taught my kids. When you hear a word and you don't quite agree, understand, or look it up. So y'all, the definition of racism is prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism by an individual, community, or institution against a person. People in the basis of their membership. Now, that's the negative part about it, right?
Right.
The next one is the belief that different races possess distinct characteristics, abilities, or qualities, especially so as to disguise them as inferior or superior to one another.
Now, it's wrong. It can be wrong if you are trying to do it against
correct,
another.
Correct, correct. Absolutely. That's what makes
what's
it
wrong.
Negative.
That's what makes it negative. But if I build a corporation and I hire my people, that's racism. How is that wrong though? I'm not wrong. Everybody else does that shit. Everyone else does that shit. So yes, they are doing it on us because we the biggest consumer, but that's only because you're not doing it. That's the only reason it's working. Absolutely. Is because you're not doing it as well. You're not providing any kind of goods and services that they need.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You ain't coming together and saying, okay, what can we provide of value that they need? Boom, and then we do it. And then we hire ourselves to do it. We're not thinking like that. We're thinking in a victim state, and that's trauma.
And that's OMG, victim state. So there is a skit out there, and I don't know where Drippy Hog Cornbread Loud Music got it from, but it's my favorite skit in the world that says, black people were taught what to think.
Yes.
Not how. No. To think.
Why would I do that?
And it's so true. Mm-hmm. They told us, I remember talking to somebody, and if she's listening to this, you know, I hope you don't get offended, but I remember talking to somebody, and I know y'all remember this, but I remember having a conversation, and this is kind of almost what broke the camel's back, is when I said, oh, if I had a grocery store, why can't we get together and open a grocery store in our neighborhood? She said, oh, if I got the money, I would never open a grocery store in our neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's the problem.
Yeah.
So my question to you is, where would you open it? She said, well, I'm going to open over there at the white people because I'm able to.
Oh, wow.
I said, who told you you were able to? She said, well, they did, because that's what you said. We got the money and we were approved. So again, they told you where to put it. So wouldn't you put it in our community and get more value, build our community up by owning our own grocery store? She said, oh, well, when it's being raided, we're going to be the first to be raided. And I said, and that is exactly why we are where we are.
That's an inferiority complex.
Absolutely.
Because you already afraid of what would happen if you did it for your people.
So is that not racism? Because you think, you yourself think that if you open it in
it's
the white community.
Racism.
Exactly, boom. So you yourself thinks if you open it in a white community, you'll be safer.
But you're not. And actually,
you'll
if you put your shit
there
over there, they not going to it.
No, they're not.
See,
and neither is our
understand.
People because they're not going all the way over there.
They're not gonna, if you put your, I could put a store in Frisco. They're not coming to that store.
No, they're not. And it can sell the same
thing
as Kroger sale with $2 less than everything.
They're not coming. And it's not something that's said out loud.
No.
It's just a embedded code that they have. We stick together.
Because everybody does that. Segregation a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a code. Just like we got a code of slavery inside of us and inferiority complex inside of us. It's bred. It becomes a trait after doing it for so long. That's the same thing they got. They have a superiority complex. People don't understand. Both sides are bad. It's bad. It's just opposite spectrums.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's bad and that's bad because having a superiority complex makes you think you're better and you are not probably.
And not at all. And the problem is we have one, not only do, you know, some black people think white people are better than them, but we also think within our own race, we have that problem. You know, oh, I'm inferior because I'm this, or I'm inferior because of that.
Oh, we do that big time.
And you know, guys, I just wanna say, I'm not even gonna harp on this. All I'm gonna say is the advice is, why don't you just help your neighbor? Why don't you just help each other? If you, just like somebody help you get somewhere, if you help one person and that one person turn around and help the other person, you know how much harder it would be for them to knock us down.
Right.
But the problem is they can knock us down because we're standing by ourselves.
Right, individual.
We're not building communities.
Right.
They can come in and break up that and not shop at that grocery store because guess what? That's the only one on a block. Mm-hmm. But if that grocery store and then that grocery store and that grocery store, if they all, if we build three grocery stores on the same block, mm-hmm. like Kroger does, like mm-hmm. Walmart does, like mm-hmm. Sam's mm-hmm. do, okay, call them different. There's a Sam's, a Walmart, a Kroger, a Tumpton. There's all that on the same 5 mile radius of each other.
Absolutely.
So let's do the same thing, call it something different and drown out the community.
Right. Well, because they don't have it.
Correct.
But I
because we can't do that. We can't come together and do that.
Well, that goes back to, like you said, that shit all happened back in the day in slavery. It yeah. all happened. Yeah. We just never fixed ourselves. Absolutely. We never, when we got free, we didn't say, okay, y'all, everything that we got in slavery, we must stop it.
Right.
I'm talking about every fucking thing. Take them goddamn slave clothes off. Take them white folks' clothes and we gonna have our women make us some clothes.
Absolutely.
And we gonna Absolutely. Put our kind of clothes on. We gonna get our knowledge. We gonna educate us. We gonna medicate. We didn't go into that. We went into still needing them once we came out of slavery.
Absolutely. Because we stuck around.
Yeah.
Whoever, whatever comedian, whatever. And I don't know if it was a comedian or I don't know if it was it was a foreigner. And I believe it was a comedian, but he said, you guys stuck around. You guys stuck around
yeah,
after
yeah.
after they stole
yeah.
your houses.
Yeah, yeah.
They raped your women. Yeah. And he goes, and stick with me. He goes, I know this sounds very cruel. He goes, they did all this to you and you guys stuck around yeah. and still worked in their same jobs. He goes, man, I'm telling you right now, I would have went back to my country. He was like, I would have went over there and
but
I would have got a whole bunch of them.
But see, that
would have came back.
Our problem is this. We don't know definitively
where the fuck we from. I knew you was gonna say that. That's a whole nother podcast. Because you know what? I did some research on that.
Mm-hmm.
That is a whole nother podcast. And man, okay, I want you back. Because I want a couple of people back when we start talking about this. Because I did a lot of research on that. So I'm still, my research is not complete because that's the name of it. Where are we from? That one's probably gonna be like a 4 or 5 part.
And we're gonna find out that we from right fucking here. That's what we gonna find out. And I've done my research, and I found out that Malcolm X knew that shit when he came back from Mecca. Because they told him, and he brought his ass back over here with a different mindset.
Correct.
And they killed him because they knew he knew some shit that would, if just we like if they would, we would have known back then that we were from right here for real, everybody. We wouldn't be talking about no Africa. We wouldn't be looking over there, because that's the main thing how the enemy gets you is to make you look somewhere else. Why he take everything that's yours right here in front of you?
And that's,
you know,
part
what
of the research I found too. And I have a call into one of my coworkers is African,
yeah.
and I asked her some things, and I said, she said, "Oh, my grandmother would probably love to talk to you." So now that we furloughed, I'm actually going to reach out to her, and I'm going to see if her grandmother would love to talk to us, because I want to know. I really, and that's what I found was, you shipped us there. I mean, we all know that. We know that. We know that. In if you dig a little bit deeper than the surface, you'll know that we got shipped there. You'll know that. But the crazy thing is, white people in South Africa is out there yelling and saying, "Give us our land back!" And you yeah. guys, y'all need to really, really look at that, cause
yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's a lot. That's a lot. But yeah. going back to the women. You know, being a woman, going back to us not having our fathers and things like that. Ladies, what we do, we build up walls, right? Mm-hmm. Independence, high standards. Mm-hmm. So now, because we're working on fears, working of what we don't have, so now we think, oh, this is exactly what I need to have. I'm building up these walls because man ain't this, because my daddy wasn't there. Oh, well, a man has got to show me he's going to do this, high standards, because my daddy never showed me. Even though I'm not saying, even though the second part of what I'm not saying, I mean, of what I'm saying, no, none of y'all are saying, my daddy wasn't there.
Right.
That's why you guys are wanting these things.
Right.
Because my daddy wasn't there.
Plus, what they seeing on TV
and
what they seeing about stars
media
and stuff like that. Because like you said, there is a void over here with me. I never seen it like
Correct.
That. So I
Correct.
Want it like that.
I seen, only
you know
thing
what I'm
I
saying?
Seen is this and
yeah.
this.
So it makes
bad and good.
False
and good is
it makes false
right.
standards.
Absolutely.
And it makes it hard to have a relationship because you already got this man. He got to have an 800 credit score and he got to have all his money together. He got to have his whole life. But you not realizing that just like you don't got your daddy or didn't have him.
Right.
He didn't either.
Correct.
So what you not realizing, and that's why I go back to tying to the struggle. Once you get tied to the struggle, then you understand, that man ain't gonna come in here with everything together. I got to be willing to work with him. Of this may be, it may seem a little remedial to me, but I gotta work with him if he's a good man.
Absolutely.
And what women don't understand now, and men either, we have to look at the core.
Oh, amen.
Of the person.
Amen.
And say, okay, is it a good man or a good woman? Do they have some kind of drive? And are they looking for something? If you can get those, do they love their mama or do they love somebody and they show love? Okay, boom. They got those core values, then you can build on that person. And what women don't understand, if y'all put love, okay, I know a lot of these niggas out here fucked up. Don't get me wrong. Can I cuss on me? I'm tripping.
Sure.
Okay, I'm tripping. But I know a lot of men are messed up out here. And it's because of what we just got through explaining, talking about, the deep breakage. But black woman, you got to understand that black man is broken.
Absolutely.
And if you want a black man, you can have a black man, but quit looking for this knight in shining armor. Just look at the core and see if he got the spirit of a knight in shining armor. If he does, then you can build on that man and he can become that guy that you looking for. If you love him, but you gotta love on him, you gotta care, you gotta wanna see him be better than where he at right now. And he gotta want to have that too.
That's amen.
You know what I'm
saying?
So he gotta want to have that. We gotta build. We thinking that and that's why y'all are single, ladies. That's why you're single. Cause you're not willing to build with a man.
Touch on that.
You think that he gonna come in there and just save you. Baby, you might have to pay some of them a lot of them bills. Okay, right now, you paying 100%. If he can pay 20% of your bills right now, baby, that is, that's a blessing.
Amen.
It might not be huge, but it's a blessing.
Amen.
And if he's good with your kids, he cut the grass,
amen.
He can fix on something, or he know people that can fix on something. If he can help you with that other, and he can take the boy to the barbershop, or he can cut his hair, boom.
Amen.
Like, a lot of that adds up to your 50% that you don't like, or you want the 100%.
80-20 rule.
Hey, and the crazy part about it is, I hear women complain about it more, and I do not understand that women are built on emotions, which means they need security. And I get that. But you gotta understand the circumstances of which y'all, not just you,
absolutely,
y'all came through.
Right. Right.
So when the government took the black woman or told a black woman, kick your man out the house and get these benefits, do you know what it did to him psychologically?
Yep, because y'all did it.
Do you know what it did to you and the kids psychologically?
Yeah, and told y'all what to think.
Your kids, your son saw you kick his dad out the house, and he found out that it was over some money, and he like, okay, mama was ruthless.
Yeah.
So now that puts a perception in his head about women.
And about money.
And money.
That put the perception in his head that money over everything.
Everything, because a woman ain't gonna want you if you don't got,
no money.
So y'all gotta understand the vicious cycle, sweet.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, out here, ladies? Y'all got to.
Absolutely.
It's not just the man is fucked up. Both of us is fucked
both
up.
Both of y'all.
And we got to understand that's where we can meet at on that level and we can grow from there. Understand that we both fucked up. Yeah. Understand that. And then once you understand that, it's like going to AA meeting. You got to say,
hello.
I am a drunk.
But that's how I, so that's how I date.
Yeah.
That's how I started dating. I asked 3 questions. Give me your worst 3 flaws, because who cares about your good stuff?
Well, I'm gonna see that.
Who cares?
I'm gonna see it.
That's gonna.
Yeah, that's gonna.
Guess what?
Yeah.
We are exchanged phone numbers, so obviously I saw some of your good stuff.
I saw that.
I want to know what happens when you get filthy drunk.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens when you think I'm not telling you the truth.
Yeah.
I want to know when we're in each other's face.
Yeah.
And I say to you, I don't care because I say those words.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Right.
That's what I want to. How many women have you put your hands on?
Yeah.
I ask those questions.
Yeah.
And some people shy away. Mm-hmm. Some people laugh. And some men just tell me, you know, they answer their questions. And they're like, wow, nobody has ever asked me those questions.
Do they ever ask you back?
No.
That's crazy.
No. I'm sorry. One did.
Already.
So, and the funny thing is, let me even say this. You know, in dating my two ex-husbands, mm-hmm. even in dating them, they have never done anything that my man does right now. We don't live together. You know, we don't live together.
Right.
You know, even my two ex-husbands, neither one of them have ever helped me pay a bill or pay a bill.
Wow.
And neither one of them.
Never
before
helped
we
you.
Were dating. No. No. Before, even when we was living in our separate spots, because mm-hmm. we were dating before, you know, my mm-hmm. first ex, of course, I was living with my parents. Different. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a little different. I was mm-hmm. living with my parents.
Right, right.
When we moved out, we did our bills the way he paid all the high bills. I paid the utilities. Mm-hmm. I kept most of my paycheck.
Right,
you
right,
know, so
right.
those that's how I knew. Mm-hmm. My mom, my dad, same thing. My stepdad paid all the bills because he was an air traffic controller. So that's why we lived in the suburbs. So he paid all the bills. My mom paid her bills.
Uh-huh.
If she wanted a car note out of what his budget was. So that's how I grew up.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
When I married the second man, it wasn't like that. It was like, here, we're going to split everything down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, because I was thinking I didn't make more. So I was thinking, okay, well, I could just take the rent and mm-hmm. don't you want to take the utilities? Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when we bought a house, it was still the same way. Mm-hmm. And of course, later I understood why, because when you got ready to leave, you decided, I'm not paying the rent or the mortgage. And we was owning this house. So yeah, that's a whole nother story. But that is, I grew up on that. I grew up on the man paying the highest bill, but the woman still helping and paying bills.
Right, right,
now again,
right.
My mom, different situation. You know, she, they didn't, my parents lived frugally.
Mm-hmm.
My dad still was an air traffic controller, but every weekend he would drag us to the gut dang Trader's Village to sell stuff.
Oh, to sell stuff.
To sell.
Damn.
We sold.
That's what's
up.
We
had a garage sale every other weekend.
That's a good man.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's a good goddamn
oh
man. But I love Trader Village.
Goodness,
I love it.
I do.
I'm out there all
I
the
do.
Time. I just left Sunday.
I want to go out there this weekend.
When next how you been?
Oh, next weekend. Next weekend. I have to go next weekend.
When last how you been?
We had probably a couple of months ago because
okay,
I had
so
my
you,
little
okay.
baby. So I had the grandson.
You see how it grew then.
So yes.
Yeah.
It's nice because the girl, my youngest girl got her windows tinted. So that's the last time I was out there a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
But
if this hit home for you or you know someone who needed to hear this, go ahead and follow Pillow Talk wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, YouTube, you know, all of that. And for the behind-the-scenes tea, bonus confessions, and some unfiltered laughs, follow and subscribe to Let's Talk at Pillow Talk on YouTube. That's where the real combo continues. Want to slide in my DMs or just need to vent? Email us at letstalkatpillowtalk@gmail.com. You've just been wrapped in the warmth of Pillow Talk. Drift off knowing this. Your heart deserves peace. Your love deserves presence. And you deserve someone who shows up for you. Until next time, sleep soft, speak your truth, never shrink to be seen, and let them earn your energy. I'm Destiny Shanae. Thanks for coming up with me tonight.